This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding here Perek Ches, Ayin Beis. I will say the inyan hazeh, Shadvarim Kfulim. So on the one hand, you have a lot of Chazal about it being physical, and so on. On the other hand, there's something much more to it. You talk about the Shama and Nefesh. I was saying in Yazesh, Shadron Kfulin. Kigan Aden, Varber Nahoris, Vetzachayim, Vetzadash, Nutisham Lakim, Vrena Kruvim, Vlad Hermes Apeches, Gam Ola Teena Vahagurus, Alla Atena Vahagurus, Access or Kulom Kipshutum, Ukimashmom. So the things mentioned in Vashis are all Kipshutai. Emesada Vyatavinian. And they also are a tremendous side. Kehem kitzi yurei dava lahaven side inyan amik b'mashal. It's a mashal for something a lot more than that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when someone gives us a mashal, the mashal itself is a story, and then something within it. Here, the story is Emes Kipshutei, but there's a reason why all of Chochmah is a tree of fruit, eating a fruit. Eitz Hadas, why is it an Eitz? Why is it Toichagan? And so on. So you can, on the one hand, Breishis is Kipshutei, on the other hand, its meaning is a lot deeper than that. Kiyem Kitzir Edovel of Masaydin Yamak Mashal, Kamesha Shaninu, Dumus Tzuris Levonis, Herlovering Amliel Balia Betavla Bekaisel. Shebehen Maris had Yoitis Kazer Isim. He had pictures of a moon and show people, did you see this? You see this? See this? Kichain Melechas HaKodesh. Bemishkin, Besholz Mekoimis, Chotzev Oil from Maparechis, Bemigdash at Ezev Echel Dvir, Becholash of Cholmokum Mokum Akem at Sura Kuvim, Kulam, Lehov Mosaitis Mesa Elyoin, Oilam Elyon Vem Tsoy Vashafel. So there are three basic worlds, and everything has its counterpart in each one of these three worlds. So there's going to be an emes that's physical, there's going to be emes that's conceptual, and there's going to be an emes that's beyond our understanding. And they're all lined up, each one on top of the other. So if the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan looked like a little house, it had a shulchan, a menorah, a mizbeach, and that's those three elements are connected, three basic physical elements, three basic deep elements, and three basic elements that are beyond our understanding.
So
he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in a place where the various elements of that place are meramis on Elyonim. The place of the Beis HaMikdash is the most meramis on all the Inyonim. Every element is meramis on, and it's meramis on Inyonim that are, like I said before, the Olam HaShafel, Olam Tzor, and Olam HaElyon. Tolo nevua ba elav mi bilti akdomis b'tzira advarim kol sedes l'yoinim, v'nafsham mis'alas b'lim rahu, v'roya maris aloikim b'cheves k'vayr l'yoinim amokim ahu. So he says an interesting observation. Why, what does it mean this is a mokim kaddish, and therefore he was able to see nevuah? So the Ramban explains that it's not like an automatic thing. You're in a holy place, so there's a lot of holiness coming through. That's not, there is no such thing as nevuah coming to a person that's not ready for it and doesn't have the kelim for it and so on. What it means is there are things and elements in the Beis HaMikdash which are meramis on inyonim gvoyim and nistarim, and if you look at it and understand it, you can have nevuah. The it's conducive, maybe is a better word for it. It's a place that's conducive because it has a inyonim that if a person goes to his hamikdash and he sees all the different kelim and looks at all different avoida, his mind becomes a little misala, a little misraimim, and he's able to understand a lot bigger, and that brings him into the world of nevuah. So this is an important Indian to understand, and let's understand the two extremes in both directions that are not good. And unfortunately, it still exists. You have people that learn the Avos, the Mashal, or the things that happened in a very, very, in a very coarse way. Yeah, two brothers, they fight a lot, and they don't get along. And, you know, and I remember once when I was a young boy, a very young boy, so I went to a good school, and reading was very important. And one of the holiest forum was the Reader's Digest. That was like considered somewhere between Kodesh Kodashim. And they had an article there by a rabbi about how wonderful the Bible is. And I was thrilled. In those days, if you saw something in some works about Judaism, you were very, very, very thrilled. Now, it only took much later I realized it was a conservative rabbi. And he writes, what's so wonderful about the Bible is how insightful is to every ordinary day people and characters. L'moshel, Yaakov and Esav. Esav is the nice, simple guy, good-hearted, nice, menschlich, not too smart. Yaakov is the shrewdy dealer who knows how to cheat. And even though he got the better of Esav many times, Esav is kind of good-hearted, and he's forgiving, and he's like, you know, Jacob's his uncle Jack, who's like shrewd and snap, and Esav is like, you know. And I say, no, he's got it wrong, he doesn't know. And then when I finished, I realized, hey, he didn't learn it with Rashi. He don't got no Rashi, this guy. So then I hopped. I mean, it took me a while to figure out. You couldn't just Google the name in those days. But I figured out. But the point is, so you take it as a physical book dealing with physical things, and the others are, you know, it just people. There's nothing there other than that. That's one type of Akira Satira. The flip side is that you say, no, it's dealing only with like very stark Kabbalah, musagim, very deep conception. This was the philosophers in the times, in the Spanish school, for where, you know, they took Aristotelian terms, this is the Nefesh HaMaskelis, this is this. It's Bechlal, the whole thing is an allegory. So Atzad HaShava, both of them is that there's nothing to it that is relevant. And the idea that, yes, Esav and Yaakov, two brothers, they are Ra and Toiv, in a literal way. He tries to kill him. He sold the prayer and tries to take it back. And it's Miramis to something deeper and still deeper and still deeper. And all of these are different Madregas that they line up. And each item is has a deeper meaning to it. So and the understanding that all of these inyanim, so Gan Eden also, there is a physical area called Gan Eden, but then there's a much deeper aspect to it, and a still more Ruach Nistei aspect, and so on. All of Torah speaks on many levels, and all the levels are mesudah one on top of the other. They're exact, and that's what Torah is. It aligns the highest emes and the lowest emes, and they're all part of one same inyan.
So where are you allowed to start saying when you learn like say chumash? Where are you allowed to start and say that's pasuk pshat, and this is can't say this about the obvious or about.
So the understanding is, if I understand that it's part of a much deeper person. So, Lamashal, if I see one person yells at another person, so what does that yell mean? So if the people are simple people, you know, this guy is a bartender and this guy is a customer, and they yell at each other, the yelling is an anger that is on a very, very low level. If a very big person yells at someone for something, it's anger, it's upset, but at a very, very deep thing, it's being upset at the injustice of something, it's being upset at the distortion of something. Understanding the others are people whose ma'isim go up to Shemayim means we need to go deeper in the ma'isim, and we understand whatever happened b'chitzonius is simply outside of it. It's not let's give a simple, if a child dresses in the uniform of a king or a queen on Purim, so what is it all about? It's about the uniform of a king or queen, this or that or the other thing. If a king is going there, so you say, yes, there's a uniform, but there's a king behind it. And the Malchus is not just that everybody bows, it's the kayach and the power and so on. So all these in Yonah, we have to learn up the pshat, we have to learn up the depth of it and the depth of the depth. That's all in the same inyan. For Ramos of Blaze, I got a little bit prokim shaloi, kefa inyan azeh. Let's hold it here. It's a bit of a long piece. Okay.